Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence.
谢谢你在聚会中，我们尊荣你的名，赞美你，你就设立你的同在。
We thank you, Lord, that in our fellowship, in meeting here with in your presence, in praising you, we have your presence.
谢谢你在聚会中，我们同感异灵。
We thank you that we are one in the Spirit.
同时被你圣灵的感动。
That we are all moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. 谢谢你今天，当我们查考你的话，愿我们能够从你的话中得到亮光与建立。
And pray that today, as we study your word, that you shine the light and build us up.
感谢主，把荣耀归给你。
We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 好，我们今天我们所要讲的题目就是为耶稣得果。
The message that I have today is to win over kingdoms for Jesus.
在就是启示录十七章十四节这个地方他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们。因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同这羔羊的就是蒙召备选有忠心的也必得胜。
In Revelation chapter 17, verse 14, it says, They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen and faithful followers.
还有在启示录十二章十一节。
And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11,
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
Says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
那我们知道有一天耶稣要回来得国。
We know one day Jesus is coming back to reclaim his kingdom.
我们也知道撒旦看自己的日子不多，就气愤愤地下到这个地上来。
And we also see that Satan knows that his days are few, and so he's, you know, furious coming down onto earth.
那这个地上有许多许多的混乱，许多许多的苦难。
And so on this earth we have a lot of, you know, difficulties and chaos.
那我们进入神的国都要经过这些患难。
And for all of us walking towards and to strive towards entering the kingdom, we will have to go through some of these tribulations.
我们知道当大卫要建立国家之前，他曾经有一段很不容易的日子。
We know in the Old Testament with King David, when he was about to establish his kingdom, he had to go through a lot of difficulties.
扫罗的追杀，扫罗的追杀。
King Saul was trying to hunt him down.
那还有周围的国家的人也不是太友善。
And the neighboring countries were also not very friendly.
他有的时候逃到一个国王面前还要装疯才不会被杀掉。
He even had to, you know, escape to, you know, this other neighboring nation and pretend to be crazy so that he wouldn't be killed.
那他带的那一群人是欠债的，有人称之为匪类。
And the group of people he was leading, you know, some of those people were in debt, some of them were kind of not the best quality people.
Yeah, 可是那些人到后来都是很忠心的。
But those same people ended up being really loyal to King David.
那他们真的是对他是忠心耿耿。
And they were, you know, faithful to the end.
甚至有一次有一个人为了要让大卫喝水，冒着性命的危险去弄了水给他喝。
Yeah, it's up to the point that even one time King David, he was really thirsty and some of his soldiers ran to the enemy past the enemy lines to get water, risking their lives. Their
那,
lives.
他们经过许多的苦难。
So they went through a lot of difficult times.
那最后他们得胜了。
But in the end, they overcame.
那同样在耶稣回来之前，我们也都会经过各样不同的患难。
Similarly, before Jesus comes back, we will have to go through a lot of, you know, challenges, tribulations.
我们看到，比如说像约伯的患难。
You can see, you know, what Job had to go through.
他曾经因为魔鬼的攻击，他失去他的房产，还有他的儿女。
Because, you know, Satan was testing him, so...and was attacking Job, so he lost his home, his house, his children.
Yeah, 甚至孩子的生命有的也失去了。
Yeah, his children's lives were also lost.
可是那个时候他仍然赞美神。
But even in that moment, he still gave praise to God.
那他说赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是他。
You know, he said that the Lord is the one who gives and takes away.
耶和华是值得称颂，配得称颂的。
You know, Lord, my God is worthy of praise.
哦，他很得胜。
So he was such an overcomer.
如果我们失去我们的房子，如果我们失去我们的孩子，我们还能那么得胜吗？
If today we lose our house, we lose our children, can we be like, can we be an overcomer?
可是当他的朋友后来，他的朋友很厚道，等了七天以后才一个一个的跟他辩论。
And when all of this happened, his friends finally came 7 days later, and you know, one by one, they started to kind of debate with him.
那后来他有一点老我被刺激到了，他原来很正直很公义，可是还是有老我。
So you know, originally he was you know handling it okay, but eventually everything his friends said started to affect you know his old self, and even though he's righteous, you know, he still has that old self within him.
所以他辩论了很久，最后神让他看见他自己，他说我在炉灰中懊悔自己。
So after all of this disputing, in the end, God revealed himself to Job, and Job, you know, responded by saying, you know, feeling really, you know, kind of,ashamed of himself.
我们每一个人，我们都需要神有的时候，来光照我们，让我们在炉灰中懊悔自己。
So for you know, for us, you know, often we need God to shine that light on us so that we can see how you know we've been living under ashes and
我们真实的自我。
Yeah, to see our true self.
Yeah.那个时候需要经过苦难的。
And often to have that revelation, we have to
很重要留下来。我现在有啊、，OK。
So often to have this revelation, we need. Often we go through difficulties.
感谢神啊！我最近看到一个真实的见证。
I thank the Lord. Recently, I saw this testimony.
那是一个。我结婚的时候帮我主婚的人。
It's about the officiant who wedded me and my wife.
啊，他是政大的副教授。
He was the associate professor at
政治 University. 那他
at a university.
在他那个时代，他在美国读了公共政策的硕士。回去就可以当讲师，当副教授。那个时代。
At the time, you know, he had studied in the U.S.
Public
policy.
那他回去再可以当副教授。
So then when he went back to Taiwan, he was an associate professor.
Yeah, 那他是很委身在教会的。
And so, you know, he spent a lot of his time and life in the church.
他有好些孩子。
He also had many children.
他的大儿子啊，就是曾经在美国一个 Johnson 公司做到很高的位置。
His oldest son is working at a company in the U.S. and you know he excelled at that workplace.
后来他曾经失去过那个工作。
And his son had, at one point, he lost that job.
可是但是因着父母爱神啊，那这个儿子最后又站起来。
But even though that happened, you know, eventually, you know, he was able to rise up again.
那我现在要提到的是他的小儿子。
But what I want to mention today is their youngest son.
他的小儿子说，他没有吃过苦，因为在1980年代，他的哥哥姐姐们都吃过苦，80年代以前，但是80年代以后，公教人员的生活改善了，他没有吃过苦。
For the youngest son, you know, he had said, you know, in the 1980s, you know, he didn't really, you know, versus his siblings who were born before then, you know, had to go through some difficulties. But after that, you know, after when he was born, he didn't really have to go through those same challenges.
那这个董伯伯的小儿子叫董天禄，他在脸书上最近有人把他的经验，就是把他所经历的放在脸书上。我们这些过去我们算是大哥哥大姐姐的，我们看到了都觉得很宝贵。
So recently on Facebook, some people are sharing, you know, this youngest son's kind of story. They put it in a post, and those of us who are the generation before him, who know of him, you know, when we read this, we felt really touched.
是一个美国的，在美国的华人的福音机构专访他，一个博士专访他。
So he was actually interviewed by a professor here in the United States.
在加州
的。In California.
一个博士专门访问他，是一个福音的一个见证。
And they were interviewing him for the purpose of sharing testimony.
那他就提到他来了美国，他不管是学业事业都很顺利。
So this youngest son was saying, you know, how when he came to the U.S. in his career, he was really successful.
他在他们的公司是投资理财，那他负责管理。
And he was in charge of, you know, investing the company's funds.
那他得到好多个奖状，都是冠军。
He, you know, ended up receiving so many awards for his work.
可是他说，因着他的肤色，他已经达到华人的 top 了。
And you know, from his, you know, point of view, you know, just from a point of his racial background, being a minority, he felt like he already achieved so much.
所以他就想说，我已经达到这个天花板了，如果我自己去开一个公司来处理，可能我比这些人做得更好，我为什么一直要帮他们做。
And so he felt, you know, I'm so successful where I am now, but I've probably hit my ceiling. You know, if I, you know, started my own company, you know, I could probably do even better.
四十岁以后，他开始了自己的公司。
So after, you know, after he was, you know, sometime after he was 40, he started his own company.
可是不一定那么容易。
But it's not that easy.
结果失败了。
And that company didn't, it failed.
他说他卖掉了他的车子 BMW.
And you know, he had to sell off his BMW, his car.
他把他的房子卖掉了。
He sold his house.
他在极大的欠债中。
And he was in a lot of debt.
但是他不要宣告破产。
But he didn't declare bankruptcy.
他开始很节省。
So he decided to live really frugal.
那 他很节省。那非常的节省。他说几年他没有去过餐厅。
He was so frugal to the point that for several years he didn't even go to a restaurant.
有一天他的女儿从餐厅用一个塑胶袋包了一点那个香干肉丝，藏在牛仔裤回来带给他吃。
One time his daughter, you know, took some leftovers from a Chinese restaurant and, you know, hid it in her pocket and brought it to him.
他说你就知道我们那个时候是多么刻苦了。
And so he was explaining how, you know, that's how you knew, like at the time, you know, it was that difficult.
那但是他决定要还清他的债务。
But he was committed to repaying his debts.
那慢慢的他身又从爬起来了。
And so, you know, slowly but surely, you know, he was able to come back up again from death.
有一次他又得奖了。
And one time he received this, an award.
那但是他说要去得奖停车几个小时要30块。哦他说太贵了。
And to receive this award, you know, he was driving to the event, and he had to pay, you know, a parking fee of $30, and he felt like that was too expensive.
他就是在这种苦境中再站起来了。
And he was able to stand up again during these really difficult times.
那现在他的公司比以前他公司更大，他又做到 top 了。
And so the company he's working at now is like even bigger.Than what it was before, and he was able to, you know, rise up, through the ranks again.
那当他最苦的时候，
so when he was at the lowest point,
他就在想有没有任何一个人肯跟我交换我现在最苦的情形。
Would there be anybody who would be willing to trade, you know, their life, for, you know, this kind of?
他就去看到一个华人的70几岁的糖尿病的病患。
One time he went to see, you know, this, someone who was dealing with diabetes.
那需要截肢。
And that person needed to have an amputation.
啊，他就去陪伴他。
And so he, accompanied him.
他说，当我们去陪伴一个比我们更苦的时候。我们就忘掉自己的苦了。
He said, you know, sometimes when you spend time accompany those who are dealing with more suffering than you are, you tend to forget about your own suffering.
那然后他说他在苦难中他学会了一件事。
And he said in his suffering he learned something.
那他说那是一个品格的建立。
And he said it's a time for building character.
那圣经里面告诉我们说，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻。
The scripture says, you know, suffering produces perseverance, and perseverance produces
character,
and character produces hope.
我们中文讲老练，英文就讲 character. 英文就讲 character 就是品格。哇，那他就在这个苦难中，他逐渐的被建立起来。
And so in these difficulties and the suffering, he was built up.
那他也学习顾他的妻子。
He also learned to, you know, take care of his wife.
他说他以前成功的时候啊，他很会 manage, 很会管理他的底下的人，可是他没有花很多时间给他妻子。
He said, you know, earlier on when he was really successful, you know, he was great at managing and delegating in his workplace, but he didn't spend much time with his wife.
那他后来在苦难中，他好像对妻子就更好。
And during, you know, the low points of his life, in the midst of his suffering, he learned to spend more time with his wife.
那经过这个苦难以后，那他更当再一次成功的时候，那他真的是觉得说苦难是有价值的。
And so after he went through the suffering, he overcame the suffering, he realized that was important.
本来他40岁的时候，他是曾经很成功过。
When he was 40, he was very successful.
那但是他失败过。
But he also had underwent failure.
那再从那样的环境中再站起来。
And so from those circumstances, he, you know, came back, stood back up.
所以神许可我们经过不同种类的患难。
And so God allows us to go through different types of difficulties.
那他圣经里面讲弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
And the scripture says that, you know, we overcome, you know, it's through the blood of the Lamb.
我们的耶稣一直的用他的宝血遮盖洗净我们的过犯。
You know, Jesus uses his blood to continuously wash away our sins and transgressions.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
You know, we've all been like, you know, sheep that have gone astray. We've all gone our own path.
我们有的时候真的是如羊走迷，会迷失、迷惑，会失败。
We're like the lambs, the sheep, just walking astray.
那耶稣的血洗净我们。
And the blood of Jesus washes us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的。他要洗净我们的罪。
And if we confess our sins, you know, Jesus, he is faithful to forgive us, to wash away our sins.
或是我们的缺失。
You know, our shortcomings.
耶稣也会赦免。
And God, you know, he will forgive us.
后来他提到的就是刚刚我们读到启示录就是12章11节是自己见证的道。
The other thing, again, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, is that we overcome through the word of our testimony.
那这个见证的道就是上帝的话。
And this testimony is actually God's word.
我最近深深的感觉我们很需要神更全备的话来更新我们的思想。
Lately, I feel very strongly that we need God's word.To change how we think.
那只有当神的话更丰满进来我们里面的时候，我们可以更加的平衡。
It's only when we have the fullness of God's word and within us, and that's when we can have a sense of stability and peace.
比如说像真实的智慧。
For instance, like a true wisdom.
那不是一个定罪的智慧。
It's not a wisdom that, condemns others.
乃是清洁。
But it's pure.
温良。
It's gentle.
柔顺。
It is
submissive. 还有使人和睦。
It's a wisdom that can allow people to have peace with one another.
我们看到很多的政客总是在攻击别人。
We see that a lot of
politicians.
Politicians are, you know, they're accusing, attacking one another.
那但是神的智慧是温良的、柔顺的、没有偏见的、没有偏见、没有假冒。
And you know, we know that the wisdom that comes from, you know, our Lord is one that is gentle, it's submissive, it doesn't, deceive.
Okay.那我们人与人之间我们人之间我们有的时候当我们很坚持己见的时候
You know, for us as people, sometimes when we are really insistent on certain things
那就不容易达成和睦
It's very difficult to achieve peace
那只有当我们能要放下自我放下这些的时候，那就神就来制止我们，制作我们。
And it's only when we're willing to let go of what we want of ourselves, and that's when God can work in us.
我上次提到那个 tribute， 就是好像小麦来被破碎。
You know, last week when I talked about, you know,
tribulation, 它就是。就被破碎 降服
Yeah, it's like, you know, when, you know, we take the wheat and we are breaking the husks and the shells off, you know, it's breaking us.
那很可能在未来七年的大灾难会有很大的灾难会临到。
And, you know, during that 7 years of the Great Tribulation, there will be, you know, great disasters.
那但是神现在如果已经让我们经过苦难，那他就是借着这些苦难来破碎我们。
But today, if we are going through our own tribulations, God is using those things to break us.
有的时候是亲人之间的相处。
Sometimes it's our relationships with those close to us.
那有的时候真的上帝要做，他要做什么，就是。要那个见证的道，不只是我们见证神的话。
And so, what does God want from us? It's part of it is, having a testimony for his word.
而是在这些苦难的情形中，我们天天需要被耶稣洗干净。
But also during every day, as we're going through your life, to be washed by the blood.
我们需要站在一个地步否定自己啊，然后让耶稣被活出来，耶稣的生命活出来。
We need to be willing to die to ourselves and allow the life of Jesus, to be lived through us.
有人说，一刀砍头那是一种殉道，是见证啊，殉道是一个见证。所谓的见证，原文就是殉道者。
So you know, some people say that the origin of what a testimony is, is actually those who are martyred.
但是天天向自己死。那是一个更不容易的。
But to die to ourselves every day is, you know, not easy.
那个进荣耀不是一件简单的事。
And to enter into that glory is not an easy thing.
很多圣徒他们尝到与神同在或是进到荣耀里都是经过一些不容易的事。
For many saints, you know, those who have experienced God's presence or entered into that,you know, that glory, they all had to go through very difficult times.
盖恩夫人她写了一本书，有一本书叫做《清香的末药》，那提到她经过很多的不容易。
You know, for example, Madame
Gaillon,
she, you know, wrote, a
很多的不容易。
A book or a booklet about, you know, her experiences, and she describes so many difficulties that she went through.
甚至她的仆婢婢女都会在替她整头发的时候都在欺负她。
Even those who were, you know, kind of helping her, were, kind of
maid,
her maids. They were kind of bullying her.
那她经过很多不容易。
So she.Went through these challenging times.
那婆婆或是一些先生或是甚至天主教把她放在监狱里。
Whether it was, you know, sometimes it was her husband or whether it was her mother-in-law and even the Catholic Church, you know, put her in prison.
但是她在那样的环境中，她有神同在，以主为乐。
But even in that kind of environment.She had the presence of God, and for that she was able to have joy.
所以耶稣是他的刚刚学桥讲的那叫什么？
beefsteak
啊！耶稣是他的上选啊，其他的关系都是其次啊。那他是得胜了。
Yeah, so in her life, Jesus was the number one, the main thing. So that's why she was able to overcome.
那我们知道，罗炳生师母也是如此。
And even Pastor, you know, Robinson, she also had this similar experiences.
那个时候，林恩被圣灵充满 Pentecost 的那个时候，很多的人不喜欢。
So, you know, during the, you know, I guess during the time
the Pentecostal movement,
during the Pentecostal movement, you know, a lot of people
不能接受
you know, criticized it, and you know, they weren't able to accept.
有人甚至丢水果或是背后的批评。
There are people who are ridiculing, you know, behind their backs, or you know, actually throwing food at, you know, those people.
那他也甚至被圣灵充满，有九种恩赐。
She you know, for her own experience, she'd been filled by the Holy Spirit, and you know, was able to experience the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
很多膏抹，很多不错的事。
And so there was a lot of anointing, a lot of great things happened.
那耶稣问他，你要什么？
And Jesus asked her, "What do you want?"
你要我呢，还是要我给你的恩赐呢？
Jesus asked her, "Do you want me, or do you want these gifts?"
那他说，耶稣你来选。
She said, "Jesus, you choose."
暂时他那些恩赐没了。
And for a temporary time, God took away those gifts.
他变得很平凡。
And she became very ordinary.
可是，有的人又不接纳他了。
But still, you know, there are people who didn't really accept or receive her.
可是就是在那种环境中，他还他甚至有的人批评他很厉害，可是他还是用爱心胜过了。
So it was in those times when you know that she had to go through that people were criticizing her, you know, very heavily, and you know, but at the same time, she was able to have peace to go through that.
那一个批评他最厉害的人办特会的时候，他自己还带着人去。就是那一个批评他的有一个姐妹啊，有聚会的时候，他带着人去参加去支持。Female minister, yeah, who criticized her a lot. And Mrs. Robinson brought brothers, sisters to visit to take part in her meeting, yeah, conference, yeah. 就是仍然的去参加、啊、那就是支持，她就是把自己放下来。
So she was willing to, you know,to show to let go of herself and to show support to those who criticized her.
那所以到最后，她更多的为爱祷告通。
And so, it was you know she was able to break through these situations by praying through with love.
那神的爱真的充满了她。
And God filled her with love.
那不只是神的爱，神荣耀的灵充满了她。
And it wasn't just God's love, but it was God's glorious presence and spirit that filled her.
那在那种情形之下，很多人后来，他虽然没有建立一个大教会。
And so, you know, even though she never established like a large church,
她只是一个信心的家庭。
She was just doing kind of like family
faith home.
Faith
home, yeah.
Faith homes.
Yeah, 那但是从世界各地的人有的去会拜访他。
But there are people all around the world who came to visit her.
有的人像那个就是爱德华米勒就说从他们这边这个信心家庭得到很多启发。
There are people like,
Edward Miller.
Edward Miller, who came to one of her meetings and, you know,
to be inspired.
To be inspired.
那有的人去到他那边就会有一个渴慕说耶稣我愿意更加像你。
There are people who go to these meetings and they come out feeling like, Lord, they really want to be more like Christ.
那所以耶稣许可各样不容易的事临到我们他只有一个目的。
And so God, Jesus allows all these difficulties that happen to us, and He has a purpose.
他只有一个目的。
He has one goal.
这就是罗马书第八章讲的万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And it's written in Romans chapter 8, you know, God is using all things for the good of those
who love him. Yeah. 那什么目的呢？
So what is this goal?
就是让我们更多的被改变像他。
So it's to, for us to be changed, to be more Christ-like.
那有神的圣洁，有神的样式。
To have God's, you know, holiness, to have God's character.
我们的老我再好，再公义也是不洁的。
Even if we say, you know, in our old self, you know, no matter how righteous we thought we are or how good we thought we are, it's not enough.
那上帝要用他的生命来代替我们的生命。
So God has to use his life to replace our life.
这就是我们不断的会经过一些不容易的环境。
And so that's why we have to go through some of these really challenging circumstances.
周围的人，有的人是这个性格，有的人是那个性格。
You know, those, especially those around us, you know, people have different personalities or characters.
那但是神在我们的生命中更多的改变的时候，
But when God is working in our lives and changing us,
当我们的生命更多的让上帝的国，上天国的律例在我们生命中成就的时候，
When we allow God's kingdom to be established in us,
那神的国在我们里面。
And the kingdom is in us.
那我们可以能够为着主，能够来盼望他的国降临。
We can pray and hope for the kingdom of God to fall on earth.
那这是我最近我很深的一个体会。
This is something that I've been, you know,
一个体会。This recently I moved from the experience. Yeah.
I've been really experiencing this.
Yeah. 地上的国家、政党、政客没有完全。
On this earth, you know, no matter the country, the nation, the politicians, there's no one who is
perfect.
Perfect.
那上帝先要改变我们。
And what God wants to do is to change us first.
那婚姻也是如此。
Just like in marriage.
刚刚学乔提到啊，那就是如果婚姻，如果我们指望对方，神改变对方。上帝要先改变对方，要对对方求全，那是不容易。
Just like our brother was giving testimony earlier, you know, in a marriage, you know, if one person is constantly critiquing the other or having a really high expectation, you know, there's no sense of it doesn't lead to any sense of perfection.
但是神，当神逐渐的改变我们。
But as God changes us first.
当神把我们带到尽头
when God brings us to the end of our roads,
我们就像那个迦兰婚宴的石缸一样
it's like you know the wedding at Canaan when all of the wine was finished.
那个耶稣要他们在那个水桶里面石缸石头的那个器皿啊 stone vessel.要他们清洁，然后放上清水。
And Jesus is saying, you know, to take those vessels, those jars, to fill them up with water.
那然后清水就变成酒。
And then that water became wine.
我们里面的己生命需要被耶稣清洁。
And so we, you know, our inside life, we need to have God purify.
我们的偏见。
You know, whether it's our
prejudice, 我们的苦毒,
our bitterness,
我们的不饶恕,
our unforgiveness,
我们的思想常纪念到别人, 常记到别人的缺点。
You know, in our thoughts, we often think of other people's failures and shortcomings.
我们没有活在当下, 我们活在过去。
We're not living in the present, we're living in the past.
我们常常有过去的思想。
Often we have...You know, we live in the past. We think in the past.
我们拿别人的不是来惩罚自己。
We take other people's problems to, kind of punish ourselves.
那这些都需要被洁净。
We need to be purified and cleansed.
那我们需要圣灵的水进来。
And we need the water from the Holy Spirit to come in.
那然后带来爱，带来喜乐。
To bring love, to bring joy.
天国是先从我们自己里边开始。
The kingdom starts first within us.
当天国更多神自己的同在充满我们的时候
，When we have more of the kingdom within us, we have more of God's presence.
那我们可以为主得国。
We can win over kingdoms and nations for God.
感谢神，我们要承受地土，不是买很多土地，我们是可以。能够为神有影响力。
You know, for when God promised us that we would possess the land, it's not necessarily to possess actual land, but to win over those around us.
那像学乔刚提到的，他介绍的那一对夫妇。
Just like Brother Abe, he mentioned, you know, the couple.He brought up.
其实这个弟兄在外边看起来，他帮忙了一些自闭症的孩子啊，帮忙他们，陪伴他们，也真的介绍他们来学桥这边学钢琴。他也是很有爱心。
That you know, brother, even though, you know, he helped out a lot of people who, children who had autism,
自闭症,对,
and, you know, even was, you know, advised Abraham to come here to study music.
对, 但是当人与人之间真实的要在一起的时候，那有的时候你可能那个时候就是需要学习放下自己，舍己。
And you know, but it's, you know, when people have to be in a relationship with another person, you know, oftentimes you have to learn to let go of yourself.
圣经里面说，爱是不求自己的益处。
And scripture says, you know, what love is you're not seeking your own will.
那有一个英文的版本是 love doesn't insist on its own, 不坚持自己，那是一件很不容易的事。
And so, you know, another version of that verse is that love doesn't insist on it, on what it wants, its own. But that's not easy to do.
神，所以神有的时候许可一而再，再而三，就是在我们生命中制作我们。
So God uses many things to work in us.
那直到我们说，主啊，不照我的意思，只照你的意思。
Until we're able to say, Lord, you know, not our own will, but your will.
感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
那我们就是当我们更多的来被主充满的时候，
And when we can be filled more by God,
我们更多的饥渴慕义的时候，
When we are hungry and thirsty for God,
我们也更多的怜恤人的时候，
When we can forgive others more,
我们有主耶稣的怜恤的时候，
When we have the forgiveness that comes from Jesus,
那我们就是为我们天国的王开路。
Then we are opening a road for our King.
我们盼望他回来。
Because we desire for his return.
那只有他的国是十分的完全。
And only his kingdom is perfect.
那我们现在要看一篇诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalms.
72篇。
Psalm 72.
那他这里我们看到就是诗篇七十二篇，我们看到我们的天国的君王是什么啊？
Psalm 72 tells us, you know, what our king is like.
第一个，他是公义的。
First, he is righteous.
他说，神啊，求你将判断的权柄赐给王，将公义赐给王的儿子。
Verse 1, endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness.
第三节他说，大山小山都要因公义使民得享平安。
Verse 3, the mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness.
公义的果效效验就是平安。
And the fruit of righteousness is this peace.
我们的神公义跟公平是他的宝座的根基。
We know that justice and righteousness are the foundations of God's throne.
那有了这个公义跟公平，那当这个公义加增，平安也加增。
And when righteousness increases, so does peace.
那我觉得在将来的国度，那我们的神是公平的、公义的，那个国是一个永远平安的国。
And so that future that kingdom that Jesus is going to bring is going to be full of righteousness and full of peace.
那他也是一个就是要连续那些穷乏或是那些要替那些困苦的人伸冤的神。
And you know, our God is also one that defends those who are afflicted, and he saves the children of the needy and those who are crushed by oppression.
那我们的神是眷顾那些困苦的人，那些穷乏的人。
And so our God, he defends these people.
在第四节是这样子，第四节有这样提到，他必为民中的困苦人伸冤，拯救穷乏之辈，压碎那些欺压的人。
In verse 4 it says, he will defend the afflicted among the people and will save the children of the needy. He will crush the oppressor.
那在十二节那边，因为穷乏人呼求的时候，他要搭救没有人帮助的困苦人，他要搭救。
And in verse 12, for he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help.
他要连续贫寒人和穷乏人，拯救穷苦人的性命。
Verse 13, he will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death.
那我们看到天国的八福也提到连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And just like in the Beatitudes, Jesus says, blessed are those who are merciful, for they will receive mercy.
那感谢神。另外我们看到我们的神，他的国要降临在哪里。
So we thank the Lord, and let's look here, where will God's kingdom dwell?
在第六节这个地方，他必降临，像雨降在以歌的草地上。
In verse 6, it says, he will be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth.
那如甘霖滋润田地，如甘霖滋润田地。
Like showers watering the earth.
这边讲到一个以歌的草地。
Here it talks about this field that's been mown.
我们的意志有的时候需要神来降服。
Sometimes, you know, our mindsets, we need God to take over.
Yeah, 让我们的意志降服。
So that we can submit to what God wants.
主不照我的意思。
To not go by what we want.
不是很容易。
And that's not easy.
可是当我们真实的这样的时候，
But when we genuinely do this,
神自己会用他的甘霖来滋润降在我们的身上。
God will use his water, his shower to nourish us.
那进到我们心灵里面，
To come into our hearts.
那滋润我们，
To water us.
来掌权，
To take control.
那当我们更多的人愿意让神掌权，
And when more of us let God be in control of our lives,
这样的人就是灵魂体更多的被圣灵充满，被圣灵掌管。
And these are people who allow the Holy Spirit to rule their, you know, mind, soul, and body.
那这样的人达到一定的数目。
And when the number of these people reach a point,
那可以说是男孩子，可以说是男孩子儿子的名分。
When these people have received the spirit of sonship,
那就是当一个基督徒我们逐渐的成熟的时候。
And when we over time mature,
那我们不只是我们灵得救了。
It's not just that our spirit has been saved.
我们不只是我们的魂逐渐的被魂，我们的心思意念情绪反应都被成圣了。
Even our soul, our mind, our thoughts, our emotions have been made purified and holy.
Sanctified.
And sanctified.
那因着他的圣洁的性情改变了我们。
And through his Holy Spirit that we've been changed.
那他的圣洁的性情，他的爱的性情改变了我们。
His holiness and his love changes us.
那我们这个人也愿意顺服他，羔羊往哪里去，我们就往哪里去。
And as, you know, as his people, we, as his lambs, we, his sheep, we choose to follow him. And where he goes, we follow.
你觉得一个人如果长期在一个环境中说主啊不要照我的意思啊，有的时候你就是你不照自己的意思啊，也是可能会得罪人的时候，那这个时候就是一种很深的降服。
And you know, if you can think about, you know, if we're people who are willing to follow God no matter what and do what God wants, because there are times when even when we do what God wants, the people around us may be offended.
可是当这样的人更多的在这个地上有一定的数字的时候，神就要回来，他就要掌权。
But when the number of those who truly are submitting their lives to Christ, it reaches a certain number, you know, we know that Jesus' return.
就像大卫那些忠心的勇士，最后为他得果。
That Jesus' return is coming, and just like we see in the Old Testament, King David, his soldiers were willing to fight for the kingdom.
就像基甸的300人也是如此。
Just like the 300 men under Gideon.
那神借着试验，让那些就是有些人就被淘汰了。
And God uses these testings to see to show who his people are, and some of them they
就是被没有被选上。
They didn't end up being selected.
那从上万人到最后只剩300人。
So from you know hundreds of thousands of people to now only 300.
那但是这些人是警醒的。
But these 300 people were those who are very alert.
他们喝水的时候是警醒的。
Even when they were drinking water, they were alert.
那他们是愿意他们的瓶子被打破的。
There are people who are willing to be broken.
他们的那个瓶子里面有火。
And within them, there is, they have fire within them.
结果他们打胜仗了。
So they were able to win the victory.
我有的时候想上帝很有的时候很奇妙，常常用一些少数的人得胜了。
And so our God is really amazing. Often He uses, you know, few people to bring victory.
你知道四王五王的战争的时候，亚伯拉罕有多少个壮丁？
So like in Genesis, you know, when there were four or five kings, they were coming to battle one another. And you know Abraham was in that situation. You know how many people did he have?
318个。
He only had 381.
但是他这318个得胜了。
But his 381 men were able to overcome.
现在神正在我们生命中在拣选这一些是警醒的、忠心蒙召被选、有忠心的。
So God today He is choosing those who are, you know, loyal and dedicated to him.
他会破碎我们。
And he will, you know, he'll have to break us.
他用他的宝血洁净我们。
He'll use his blood to cleanse us.
当我们顺服背十字架的时候。
And when we obey and carry our cross.
我们说主啊不照我的意思只照你的意思。
We say, Lord, you know, not my will, but your will.
当我们顺从圣灵不顺从自己的时候。
When we obey the Holy Spirit and not follow our own ways.
当我们不去 control 别人的时候，
and when we don't try to control others,
那我们愿意像婚姻尊重彼此对方有一个相对的自由。
And just like in marriage, when we're willing to respect the independence and freedoms of other people,
每一个人是独特的。
You know, everyone is unique.
但是又可以是合一的。
But we can also be in unity.
就像在台湾跟大陆，假如说又是独立的，又是合一的，是在爱中合一的。
Maybe just like the relationship between Taiwan and China, you know, to be independent but also have unity and the peace.
不是我的飞弹威胁你，叫你降服于我。
And it's not using military, the military to threaten.
Missiles 就是要你降服我。那是一个武力的，不是一个 willing。
That's using military to coerce others, and it's not a willing submission. Or
只有当基督在心两岸人心中改变的时候
，It's only when Jesus changes our hearts.
那神的爱在里面的时候
，When we have the love of God.
神的荣耀在里面的时候
，When we have the glory of God.
那是在爱里面的一个合一。
Then we can have unity and love.
夫妻也是如此。
Just like, you know, husband and wife.
那是一个在爱里面，在荣耀里，在圣灵里的一个合一。
It's to have that unity in the Holy Spirit and the love of God.
那当这一些人成熟的基督徒，灵魂体都被神荣耀。神的同在充满的时候， 那是神要在遍地掌权。
And so God, he's gonna, you know, rule over the whole earth when, you know, those of us are preparing ourselves when we are allowing God to sanctify us in all aspects.
那个现在这个新冠状的病毒啊，这边发生了，那边发生了，那边发生了，那结果很可能变成全世界都有疫情疫区了。
We see, you know, right now the coronavirus is, you know, spreading, you know, here and there, all over the world.
那有的人说将来可能会强制植那个疫苗。
Some people say that they, you know, later on, the countries might start enforcing vaccinations.
不只是强制植疫苗，你这个人没有，你植了就给你一个晶片，你已经植了。
Some people said maybe they might force these vaccinations and force people to also have to insert a chip.
那我们基督徒，如果我们拒绝的话，可能我们会殉道。
And for some, you know.Of us Christians, you know, if we reject this, maybe some people have to, you know, in a sense, be martyred.
Yeah, 也许会断头台或是什么啊，会殉道。
In some places, maybe it's being beheaded.
但是不要害怕。
But do not have fear.
因为那一些为着主啊殉道的或是断头的。他们可以与主作王一千年。
Because those who have been martyred, they can rule with Jesus for.
因为他们已经弟兄胜过他，羔羊的血见证的道，他们连性命都不怕，都愿意牺牲了。
Because they have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not shrink away from death.
我最近有一些非常感动的事。
Recently, there have been many things that have been really touching.
那我看到中国大陆有一些年轻人很有勇气。
There are people in China who are really brave.
他们不想让整个的世界看到的是假新闻。
They, you know, don't want the world to see the fake news that's out there.
他们想走到第一线，把真实的报道。
They want to go to the front lines and to tell the truth.
那但是，他们被逮捕了。
But they were, you know, arrested.
本来有的年轻人有很好的前途。
So some of these young people, they, you know, had, you know, a bright future.
全中国大陆演讲比赛第二名。
Some of them, you know, were, you know, winners of, you know, like a speech contest for the country.
第二名。
You know, the second place.
也是很好的律师。
You know, some of them maybe are, you know.Really great lawyers.
另外一个是很好的记者。
Another was a, you know, really great reporter.
但是他们就是想真实，他们需要寻求真实。
But these people, they wanted to seek the truth.
他们愿意牺牲一切。
They're willing to sacrifice everything.
各位弟兄姊妹，他们只是为一个地上的国。
Brothers and sisters, they did this for an earthly kingdom.
那我们如果为天国，
So if we're willing to do that for the heavenly kingdom,
那借着羔羊的血
and through the blood of the Lamb,
借着我们所见证的道
through our testimony,
如果我们不爱惜性命
if we are not afraid of death,
也许有一天我们会殉道
maybe one day we will have to lay down our lives.
一刀砍下去，长痛不如短痛。When one receive behavior, the pain is not so long suffering, but it's short. Okay, 我这样翻译可以吧？Okay, 那但是天天要待，每一天要向着自老我死，那是一个 long suffering. 这就是天天要向老我死。
Okay. Yeah. So you know, being beheaded is a pretty quick death. but But, you know, to die to ourselves every day is not easy.
可是当耶稣逐渐更多的活出来的时候，有的时候人在患难中也很喜乐。
But when we have more of, you know, God's life in us, even in these tribulations, these trials, we can have joy.
那如果我们看清楚一切， 上帝都在掌权的时候，我们都是感谢赞美神的时候。
And when we can see clearly through all of these things and see that God is in control, and we can praise
所有每一个环境赞美神的时候
，and when we can praise God in any circumstance,
就像保罗在监狱里面赞美神
，just like Paul when he was praising God in the prison.
盖恩夫人在监狱里面，她说：“我像一只笼中的小鸟来唱歌。
”When Madame Guillaume wrote, she was like a free bird, you know, praising the Lord while in prison.
那他就得胜了。
They overcame.
我们的主需要各地有一些得胜的。
And our Lord, He needs those all around the world who can be overcomers.
他要掌权。
He is going to rule.
从海的这一边到那一边。
From one seashore to another.
那真的仇敌这个邪恶的政权，邪恶的这些都要失败。
And the dominion of the evil one of our enemy will perish.
那不只是如此。
Not only so.
我们的神也是一位丰富的神。
Our God is one that is full of prosperity.
神在这个时代不只是要让神的儿子进入一个荣耀，属灵的荣耀的成熟。
God, you know, in our life, He doesn't just want His people to go into a glory within their spiritual life.
那在第十节跟十一节
in verse 10 and 11,
他说，他是和海岛的王要进贡，示巴和西巴的王要献礼物。
Verse 10 says, the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Saba will present him gifts.
十五节他讲到他们要存活，示巴的金子要奉给他，人要常常为他祷告，终日称颂他。
In verse 15 it says, long may he live, may gold from Sheba be given him, may people ever pray for him and bless him all day long.
在地的山顶上，五谷必然茂盛，所结的谷实要响动。
Verse 16, let grain abound throughout the land, on the tops of the hills may it sway, let its fruit flourish like Lebanon.
那我们看到这一些是可以存到永远的福。
We see that these blessings endure till forever.
在所罗门做王的时候
When Solomon was king,
示巴的女王也献上一些贡物。
The queen of Sheba came and paid tribute.
那可是在以赛亚书那边也提到
But in Isaiah it also mentions
那提到说神要将他的众子众女带来
God is going to bring his people
yeah, 就是众子、就是 sonship、就是那些儿子的名分的人带来
He's going to bring those who are called to be are his
那神会带来一个兴盛。
So God is going to bring his
一个兴盛复兴
a revival.
不只是一个属灵的复兴。
It's not just a spiritual revival.
只有当我们这个人被神制作更加的公义的时候，那个丰盛才是长久的。
It's only when in each of us we are willing, we let God be in control and
那个丰盛是长久的
that kind of blessing can be
有的时候地上的财务丰盛可能是短暂的
We know that you know earthly prosperity or blessings often they're short term
我们看到最近看到武汉有一些人他们也许有楼房有汽车可是到最后因着疫情的发生，社区那个底下的门全部都关起来了。
It's like you know in Wuhan, you know because of the coronavirus, you know even though there are people who may have
他们有房子有车子
they might have houses, they might have cars, but because of this epidemic, you know they can't really use those things.
我们看到那个木头把底下的大门、公寓的大门、华夏的大门封起来了。
See that you know their buildings with the doors that are boarded up.
我们实在是希望，真的，当我们看到这一些，我们觉得神，我们但愿你的国降临。
When we see these things going on around the world, we have to pray, you know, for God's kingdom to fall down.
那耶稣是我们的一切的一切。
We know Jesus is our all in all.
他不只是被杀的羔羊，配得敬拜。
He's not just the lamb who was slain, who is worthy of praise.
那他是医治我们的。
He heals us.
他会保守我们。
He protects us.
在疫疾横流的时候保守我们。
In times of, you know, disease and epidemics, he can protect us.
那使我们健康，能够免于疫疾的攻击。
For us to have health and to not fall sick.
那我们愿意来遵行他的旨意。
And we're willing to follow, his will.
我们愿意他的国降临在我们身上。
We're willing to have his kingdom, dwell within us.
那他的意降临在这个实行，他的旨意实行在这个地上。
For his will to be accomplished on this earth.
那其余我们所需用的，他会供应我们。
And you know, anything else that we need, he will provide.
那所以我们需要调整，或是英文叫 align, 我们的方向跟我们的路线是对准神。
So we need to align our path, our way towards God.
还有我们的意志来对准神。
For our will to be focused on God.
那被他调整。
To be changed.
被他 align 啊，就调整，那合乎他的心意。
To be aligned according to God's will.
那我们来为他得国。
And let us win, kingdoms over for him.
可能我们需要学习一个功课。
And maybe we need to learn this lesson.
就是在一切的患难中忍耐。
To endure in times of suffering.
也许我们有的时候在患难中表现得不够好。
And maybe when we're going through those difficult times that we don't perform in ways that we should.
我们的老我脾气会出来。
Maybe our old self, our anger, our emotions come out.
或是我们的言语不合适。
Maybe our words are not appropriate.
我们需要羔羊的血来洗净我们。
We need the blood of the Lamb to cleanse us.
我们需要他的生命来改变我们。
We need his life to change us.
这是神许可灾难或是患难临到这个地上的目的。
And that's why God allows suffering to happen.
神要破碎我们这个人。
God wants to break us.
神要我们被炼净。
God wants us to be purified.
Refined.
Refined.
Yeah, 神要我们更加的像他。
And to become more like him.
所以即使是苦难也成为我们的祝福。
So even sufferings can be a source of blessing.
我们不是那种毁灭性的那种征战。
It's not a battle where, you know, it's
属地的征战。
It's not just an earthly war that we're fighting.
不是核子弹，不是这种飞弹。
And we're not dealing with, you know, bombs and missiles.
不是这些，我们乃是与空中属灵气的恶魔征战。
So we're dealing with the principalities of darkness.
那我们需要主帮助我们穿上全副的军装。
So we need God to help us to put on the full armor of God.
那这些人是从大患难中出来的。
And so we see, you know, those who overcame, they're those who overcame through the great tribulation.
那用羔羊的血把自己的衣裳洗白净了。
They've been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb.
他们昼夜在神的面前侍奉神。
They serve and worship the Lord day and night.
那在神的帐幕面前。
In the presence of the Lord.
那这是我们的盼望。
And that is our hope.
今天在这个地上，什么最满足我们的心？
On this earth, you know, what fulfills us?
就是神的同在。
It's the presence of God.
当我们经过这许多的大的小的这些被神炼净的工作。
When God uses all types of things to shape us.
那使我们能够被他洁净。
It helps us to be purified.
让他的圣洁在我们里面。
For his holiness to be within us.
不再是我们自己。
So we're not ourselves anymore.
是他的圣，只有基督是我们的公义、圣洁、救赎、智慧。
Only Jesus is our righteousness, our wisdom.
那这样子，当我们被制作成功的时候
，When we've been successfully refined by God，
我们可以昼夜在神的帐幕面前侍奉他。
We can stand before His presence, worshiping Him。
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
That's our glorious hope。
所以我们不要怕苦难。
So do not fear difficulty。
不要怕灾难。
Do not fear disaster。
神借着万事互相效力。叫爱他的人得益处。
God uses all things for the good of those who love Him.
那我们就是在被他制作的过程。
And so we're all being shaped by Him.
我们忍耐到底。
Let us endure to the end.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
So suffering builds perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope.
在盼望中要欢欢喜喜的盼望。
And in times of trial, we should have joy and hope.
那因为我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
Because we have a glorious hope.
就有一天我们要被改变，像他，永远的在他面前，在他的同在中，享受那个永远的福乐。
One day we'll be changed, and be able to dwell in His presence.
感谢神。那但愿我们学习像以诺一样与他同行。
Let us be like Enoch to walk with the Lord.
以诺娶妻生儿养女与神同行300年。
Enoch, he married, he had children and walked with the Lord for 300 years.
神把他娶去了，提到属天的领域去。
And God took him up.
Rapture him to heavenly realm. 把他提到属天的灵力。感谢神，我们来为主得果，这是我们荣耀的盼望。好，感谢神。
Let us win the kingdom over for God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 谢谢，他翻译的很好，非常好。感谢。